Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright day across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll outside. Meanwhile, in Eilut, temperatures are warmer, making it a great day to hit the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, earlier today, Netanyahu and Trump strengthened their alliance, applying more pressure on Iran. New agreements were reached during their 90-minute meeting. Also, from Israel Hayom just in, Lebanon expresses concern after the Netanyahu-Trump meeting. Diplomatic sources fear reshuffling of Middle Eastern targets. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia struck Iran-backed militias in Iraq after an attack on an American base. Separately, I-24 News shares that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia launched strikes on Iranian proxies in Iraq. This follows Iran firing missiles at U.S. forces in Jordan earlier today. And finally, Times of Israel reports Iran has rejected an Omani plan to divide the Strait of Hormuz. This comes after Iran's first missile attack on U.S. forces in Jordan since Trump's recent pause on strikes. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reports just minutes ago about a Hamas delegation in Cairo. Talks focus on implementing phase two of the Trump ceasefire plan while addressing aid theft. Open Source Intel, an analyst of conflict situations, noted 16 minutes ago that an IDF vehicle was hit in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah's involvement is suspected. Meanwhile, Zehava Galon, a political figure, posted just 20 minutes ago, humorously noting a potential change in leadership soon, allowing more time for reflection. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Netanyahu-Trump meeting. Israel Hayom reveals that gaps were closed on key security issues. Trump reportedly accepts Israel's security border concerns. This development may influence regional stability and security in the coming weeks. Turning to the concern in Lebanon, the Israel Hayom article highlights fears of a new Israeli-American target bank in the region. Lebanese diplomatic sources worry this could lead to increased military tensions. The possibility of reshuffled targets may affect Lebanon's security dynamics. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on the joint U.S.-Saudi airstrikes in Iraq. CENTCOM confirms strikes on Iranian-backed militia sites. This comes after Iran's ballistic missile attack on a U.S. base in Jordan. The U.S. and Saudi actions signal a firm response to Iran's provocations, potentially impacting U.S.-Iran relations. In a related development, I-24 News adds that Iran's missile attack on U.S. forces in Jordan marked a first since Trump's recent pause on strikes. The tension has escalated, with a focus on Iranian proxies in Iraq. This could further strain U.S.-Iran diplomatic efforts. Finally, the Times of Israel reports Iran's rejection of an Omani plan involving the Strait of Hormuz. This strategic location remains a flashpoint in regional geopolitics, with implications for global oil supply and shipping routes. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports, just in that IDF, outposts on the Syrian border are now connected to the electricity grid. This development involves a significant investment to enhance infrastructure. Separately, Israel Hayom Business earlier this week highlighted that the State Employees Club is moving to Cal for their consumer club, Tov Plus. This shift reflects growing competition among credit companies. And finally, Globes reports that Cisco will invest in Zafran Security. This partnership aims to create a more unified security ecosystem, benefiting both companies' clients globally. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.